upset you now?
I think the thing that drives me mad more than anything, and it's only an innocuous thing, and I'm definitely overreacting to it, but like an overzealous shop assistant. Do you know when you walk into a shop and they immediately try and help you? Like, they don't give you 5 minutes to check out what you might want to buy or have a look at the shirt. They just like, it happens in like All Saints and like designer stores, which I'm in very rarely, like when I'm trying to kill an hour in London, but they run at you. Like, it's like their entire fucking career depends on you buying a flannel shirt that's overpriced. And like, they'll like help you put like a leather jacket on. Or I'll help you with that. It's like, I'm not going to get
sold
my own if I buy the fucking thing eventually. So why don't I try and figure it out in the fucking shop before I take it home?
Get home and have to go back in there and go, mate, sorry, I bought this leather jacket. One of your assistants helped me put it on and now I'm struggling, mate.
Where's one for me is shoe stores, right? So you're in like an Office or a JD Sports looking at shoes. And I've had people come up to me like, oh, let me know if you want to try them both on together. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm not going to leave because I think you only sell left-footed shoes. I know the rest of them are in the fucking back.
I had it. So I had this once. It's a true story in a shoe shop. I went in. I'm a size 7 shoe. I went in and I said, hi, saw the pair I wanted to set up. Can I try these on in a 7? And the bloke said, I'm sorry, we haven't got the 7. Would you like to try the 9? Of course not, because I'm pretty sure that is going to be too fucking big, mate.
Yes.
I've had that before where they try and go down a size and you're like, no, because I want to be able to feel me fucking feet.
I don't want to have my leg amputated in 6 months.
Like, I don't know whether you can see, mate. I've got shoes on at the minute. Like, I'll survive. If I'm in my size. Not... I don't need them to get home.
I've just woken up on the high street barefoot.
It's just the pressure of it. Like, oh, that. And the best one is when you put something on that clearly doesn't fit. And they're like, oh my God, you look, that's so good on you. I'm like, it isn't. Nah. You can see all of me tick. You can see me veins through this jumper. You can see where the veins are on my neck through this turtleneck jumper because it's that fucking tight. Stop trying to be honest with me. We need to move into an era. I think a lot of entertainment's doing this and shop assistants need, I think, we need a more honest era of marketing where they're like, that looks like fucking shit.
I actually used to do that. I would go into shops like when we were younger and just sort of try stuff on and ask how it looked specifically. Like I tried on a full length orange puffer jacket and went up to the guy and was like, how does this look? He's like, man, that really suits. He's like, I look like a carrot. I literally look like a giant carrot.
You look like a primary school to get them to eat more vegetables. All the contrasts of broccoli.
Theatre and education.
You know when someone tries to put the coat on for you?
Hmm.
I can never do that. Like, it's never at the right height. It's so awkward.
You're used to doing it yourself.
I know.
Yeah. Why would I want to do it with a coat? I wouldn't want to do it with trousers. It doesn't matter that it's a coat. I don't want help getting dressed.
That is taking it too far. If someone comes in, do you want me to help you putting those trousers on? You're like, mate, back the fuck up.
Like, I'm going on a night house. I'm not leaving hospital after an operation. Like,
yes, exactly. She isn't making it easier. It would be like at a restaurant if they started trying to feed you. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Put the fork down. I got this.
You're right there, sir. You struggling with that soup?
Do you know, like, when you go to, like, a fancy restaurant? So I've spent my entire life not going anywhere near fancy restaurants because I could just never afford it. And over the past year or so, I've been to a couple as, like, a little treat every now and then. And I'm still not used to them, like, even pouring the wine for you. Never mind. They only give you, like, a try of the wine. The first time it happened, I felt so rude. This guy comes over, we've ordered, like, a bottle of red wine to go with, like, a meeting. And he opened it and started pouring it. And I went, I'll be all right, you know, mate, like that. And he was like, oh no, sir, this is how we do it here. You'll have to taste it first to make sure, because he was from Birmingham. He's like, you'll have to taste it first to make sure you like it, or we take it away. And I was like, oh, really sorry, crack on then. And then he just, because when he said you have to taste it first, I thought he was going to leave the bottle there, let us have like a glass each, and then come back and be like, is the wine okay? You know, like a Nando's, they come back 20 minutes later to make sure the food's okay.
Yes.
I thought it was a high-end version of that. But then he just stood there, but they don't say any, there's no rush on it. They're just like waiting for you to taste the wine they've put in front of you. And I was like, you okay, mate? And he goes, you have to taste. And I was like, oh, right now, like immediately. And then I drink it.
Have you been yet, Adam, have you been to a restaurant where the waiter does put the napkin on you?
Yes!
What the fuck is that?
Across your legs? I thought he...
Across my legs?
Yeah, I thought he was, like, assaulting me a bit. Because he pushed, like, the tablecloth between my legs.
Yeah.
So his hand is then between my legs. And at this time, he hasn't got the napkin in his hand. He's just reached under the table between my legs. And the worst part...
This restaurant's amazing. Come on, yeah, it was pricey, but bloody hell.
The worst part was me ex-girlfriend who I was with at the time had gone to the toilet. So to me, it looked like he was taking his opportunity to come over, pop the bill and be like, just so you know, mate, you've got options if this shit doesn't work out. Yeah, awful experience.
Oh, man, with that wine thing as well, I never know what I'm looking for. Because I think, I think it's for if it's corked, isn't it? Like, you sort of go, oh, no,
yeah.
I wouldn't.
Waiter.
All you need to do is go, waiter, is this going to get me shit-faced?
Yeah, exactly.
Even if them high-end restaurants do it if you order, like, a bottle of Sambuca. Do they give you, like, one shot of it and they're like, this Sambuca is good for you, sir? Also, there should definitely be a better system for checking if wine is corked than having you try it. Basically, giving it to someone a lot of money for a wine to be like, you taste it, and if it knocks you sick, at least then we know to give you another bottle. There should be some system in place where that's not the customer's responsibility.
You're absolutely right. That's fucking mental. Imagine they started doing that with the food. You might want to try that first. Just let us know how that meat is.
Bring out, like, you order this chicken and they bring the chicken breast out the fridge to your table. Like, just have a sniff of that, mate. Just see.
Nah,
you ordered an Irish coffee and we think this milk might be gone. Do you want to just have last swig on this milk? See if it's all right.
Oh, Irish coffee is the ultimate pissheads dessert, isn't it? That is.
Oh, but it's great, though. I've started, so in the past sort of year or so, I've noticed myself definitely getting older because I get really, really tired after a meal. Like, I used to be able to have a meal and then go on like a full night out clubbing. And now I have a meal, I'm like, I need at least an hour and a half of just fuck all before we go anywhere.
Absolutely. Yes.
And an Irish coffee or even just like a double espresso at the end of a meal, it's literally like an antidote to that feeling. It literally just goes, it's all good. As long as I have it right at the end.
Yeah.
And cocaine, if you want to get into that.
And if the meal's too light and you need bringing down a bit, a nice bit of smack can always help right at the end.
Pull the glue bag out after the fucking main course.
Yeah, regardless of the situation, there's a drug for you kids. Whether you're too tired or too energetic, we'll sort it out. We'll find you something.
I had to, we recently went to Centre Parks and the guy there that was serving us, it was just an absolute bullshit. You know when someone just gets themselves on the back foot? I think what happened was he'd forgot to put our mains order through. We finished our starters and then he forgot to let the kitchen know to get started on our...
Classic.
So then he was just kind of like, what he kept doing was like giving us things and making out he was sorting us out. As like, right, so it's on its way. Just got you some salt and pepper there. A couple of knives and forks for the table. It's like, hey, you can't fucking pass this off, Ad. What he should have been doing is like, I've taken that off the bill. But obviously him doing that would have alerted someone higher up in the restaurant that he had fucked up. So he was just trying to bullshit us by sort of making out, okay, guys, got you some napkins there, so anything else you need, I'm just over here. So, but you can't kid a kidder.
It's like a hotel not having your room ready. And then when they eventually give it, being like, just so you know, mate, put a bed in there for you now.
Yeah, exactly. That's it, though.
We've turned the water on. The water's running whenever you want a bit of water.
One socket in the room.
There's a quilt, two pillows. A couple of pillows
there, mate. If you want to put your head down when you sleep, that's, they're yours. That's, yeah, bit of carpet there on the floor. That's so that your feet won't be uncomfortable when you are walking around at night.
We've got a nice, we've installed a door so no one else can walk in.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do hotels have the little lens that you can, you know, hotels have the little lens on the door that you can look through?
Yeah.
Why? How many people are you expecting to knock?
Well, Sean, it's because you're not expecting people to knock at your room, so you can check that it's housekeeping and not someone with a balaclava on the other side of it. It's for you. They can't see through it the other way, you know. It's not like...
God, I fucking hope not, anyway.
That's actually a really handy feature that you could be using whenever you get a knock on the door. That's why you don't need them at home, because you can look out your window.
Yes.
It does make you question what has been happening in these hotels for them to, for that to be a necessity.
Yeah. I think back in the day before like CCTV was massive, I think people were getting a lot of robberies and maybe some worse things happening in hotel rooms. Yeah. We went on a stag do to Berlin a few years ago. Paul Smith, the comedian, stag do to Berlin. And while we were out there, Paul Blair and Davey Ash, Davey used to do stand-up, and Paul Blair's obviously the owner of the comedy club in Liverpool. They got too drunk and got sent home, and we had to sort of chaperone them home and then go on the night out without them. And we thought that was safe. They're in bed, it'll be fine. And then we got a video sent to our group chat later on and a photo, because they both got back up, somehow communicated with each other outside of the WhatsApp group, met back up, got a fire extinguisher, set it off in the hallway, and got the entire hotel in Berlin evacuated. There was four fire engines turned up, the police, hundreds of people on the streets of Berlin. And we were like, well, we're all getting fucking deported. We're going to be in so much trouble. And they got away with it because there's no cameras in hotel hallways in Germany.
Oh, man. So you're quite a bit younger than me, Adam. So you are basically right in the eye of the storm when it comes to stag do's. I'm kind of out the other side, and thank God. Like, I have come back from some like overseas stag do's. Just like, I never want to see any of the people that I was on that trip with again. I don't want to go to the wedding. I feel physically and mentally sick. I can't look at myself in the mirror. I've not been able to hold anything down for about 4 days. That was not fun. You're still at the point where you're finding those trips fun. Are you like...
No, I've been on a couple. So I'm sort of getting old beyond my years, I think, because my hangovers now are horrific. Like, I'm talking 3, 4, 5 day hangovers where I can't even swallow. Like, my body, when I'm hungover, simulates the symptoms of MS. Like, I can't speak properly. I can't deliver me material on stage. My throat just constantly wants to swallow its own saliva, and I just feel awful. So I've got a stag do coming up in a couple of months, next month, actually, in Scotland. And the guy's hired like a wing of a castle for 3 nights rather than going abroad. And we're doing like Highland Games in Scotland. And he said, but it's just a big castle. And I'm scared of it. I'm scared of going because I know what I'm coming back from.
Oh, man.
It's like you're going to war.
Absolutely is. Yes. And I mean, I'm not one for this. Like, oh, yes, we've organised. We've got a game of, five-a-side football. We've got this hired out. You've got that. Let's just call this what it is. I had to go paintballing on 5 minutes sleep once. I was like, You remember when your mum used to like pull your duvet off you to get you to go to school? You're like, I'm not going. And that's what I was like. I was like, I'm not going. And like, this is it. This is Dan Stag, dude. You will get up. I was like, I'm not like clinging onto my duvet. 5 minutes, like, I'm going to go paintballing.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's What's Upset You Now. If you enjoyed it and thought, God, I wish that was a bit longer, we do an hour-long episode of this every Monday exclusively on Patreon. You can subscribe by going to patreon.com/WUYN. It is the price of buying me and Sean a coffee a month between us. That's all. We do an hour-long episode. There's extra features in it. We do What's Upset Them Now, where you actually get the opportunity to be on the podcast by sending in a voice note of something that's upset you, and me and Sean will give it the What's Upset You Now treatment. We also do What's Upset the Internet Now, where we read out hilarious one-star reviews. It is brilliant. And as I say, it's only the cost of a coffee a month. Go to patreon.com/WUYN for an extra hour-long episode of this. Every Monday. See ya!